Yeah, see, right, exactly.
I want to know, how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
I think, like, the way I kind of, like, act in public and how I present myself has kind of, like, changed, or, like, it's different because, like, growing up in Oakland, you know, like, I didn't, like, I went to a Catholic school, and I didn't, like, when I was, like, a kid, it wasn't, like, all, like, I didn't, like, experience, like, when my mom went through, like, the Panther Party or anything like that. But I did know, like, weren't really comfortable with me, like, taking a whole bunch of, like, public transportation when I was, like, in, like, elementary school, and I didn't even really know what BART was in elementary school. And then it kind of, like, when I went to high school in Berkeley, like, it's a lot different because, like, the kids there, like, take BART, like, at, like, really young ages and take, like, the bus and stuff like that. And, like, a lot of my friends aren't really from Oakland, and they, like, act different and stuff like that. And they might, like, not, like, maybe not have, this might be, like, a slang term, but street smarts, like, that I may have. So, yeah, I think it's, like, impacted my personality and, like, how I act in public and, like, present myself. Because I'm always, like, aware and cautious of how people perceive me and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that point of view.
And see, and that's the bad part of, I love this place. Mm-hmm. And then when I had kids, I'm like, okay. There's just some stuff I'm, like, nervous about. I'm like, okay, I don't want my kids hurt, you know, that kind of thing. And although I caught the bus everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, when I was growing up, but I kind of thought, oh, okay, it must, you know, it's probably worse, it's dangerous, that sort of thing. And so then, you know, things were different, you know, and so everybody, like, dropped their kids off at school, picked them up from school, that sort of thing. And although, Isaiah, you kept, like, rebelling, though, because you, like, wanted to catch the bus. And so
that was, like, yeah, like, middle, like, after, like, 7th, 8th grade year, that's when I started to, like, take the bus. And I first took BART, like, when I got to high school. So, yeah, but before that, I never took bus, no public transportation at all. Just got picked up from everywhere.
I had that same journey.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and my mom started, she taught me the first time how to take the bus in 7th grade.
Yeah.
So she walked me along that route.
And see, I took the bus for the first time. I started catching the bus when I was in 2nd grade. You know, I would catch the 88. From St. Joseph's to my mom's beauty shop. And then when I got to junior high school, so I was in junior high school when BART opened. So this is 1976. And I remember telling my parents, "Ooh, I want to catch that new thing called BART. It's the new thing." And my parents were like, "We don't know if that thing is going to be safe, and it might break down, and we don't know if we want you guys catching that, you know." And so then my other friends were taking BART, and my parents were like, okay. They were okay with me catching the bus from Berkeley to East Oakland, but the whole BART thing, they were like, I don't know. Why don't you just, Kimmy, wait until, you know, it's been, like, up and running a little bit longer. We can see if it's going to break down. And so my parents were, like, kind of uncomfortable with the whole BART thing. But then after, you know, my 8th grade, you know, I was catching the bus, which was like a 2-hour ride because I was taking, like, the 40 to 43. Oh. From Berkeley all the way to Foothill and Fairfax. And so, but because things had changed, I just assumed, like, okay, no, my kids, this is not going to be safe for them, so I don't want them taking the bus kind of thing. But he was like, no, I need to take the bus. I want to take the bus. Let me catch the bus. I can do it. No worry. Because what bus did you catch from St. Lawrence?
The 57.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We don't live that far. From, you know, it's not, it really isn't that far, but we were still nervous, and he was just like, I need to catch the bus. Let me go home. Let me catch the bus. Don't make me wait here at school for you guys.
Yeah. So I would like to know what do you love about your community as it is?
You say it first, Isaiah. I will let you go first.
I like that there's a lot of people working to make it better, and also a lot of like the events we do around here, like just maybe like last month we had an event right down the street from our house. Wait, which one was it?
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that one. That one was pretty cool that they had that. And they also have like a lot of like other like stuff around here. And I like everybody's like spirit to be proud from like to be proud that they're from Oakland and everything. And yeah.
I like it for the same reasons that there are a lot of community events than there always have been. I like the diversity. I mean, that's what I love the most about Oakland. That I don't know that there's probably not any place in the world that's not reflected here in Oakland culturally. You know what I mean? Almost. Yeah, there are so many different people here in Oakland, and that's been my experience most of my life in Oakland, and I've always loved that about Oakland. And so then, therefore, when I go to other places and that diversity isn't there, mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh, okay. So I come from a very unique kind of place. That's not everywhere, you know, kind of thing. I love the progressive political views of Oakland. I always have loved that. I love that his just growing up here also, I learned to be proud to be African American here. And so like in our neighborhood, we have been celebrating Kwanzaa since before Isaiah was born. So my daughter, since she was like two. Mm-hmm. So in our neighborhood, we celebrate Kwanzaa every single year.
Oh, wow.
And so when I was growing up, you know, we also would go to Kwanzaa celebrations in West Oakland that were sponsored by Dr. Wade Nobles. And so I just, those kinds of things were really important to me. And I don't know that I would have known about those things were it not that I was growing up here in Oakland. And so, like I said, because there were several of us in our neighborhood who were like, you know what, we all celebrate Christmas, but we also want to celebrate Kwanzaa. And we have a lot of different religious views in our neighborhood, and it's very diverse, even amongst the black people. So some of us are Christian, some of us are Muslim, but we all celebrate Kwanzaa together. And it is so fun. We always look forward to it, and our kids look forward to it, and it's been wonderful. Yeah.
What would you like to change about your community?
I think I'd like it to be more where, like, I don't have to, like, not be afraid, but I shouldn't have to be, like, cautious where I'm at in Oakland or, like, when I'm taking the bus, at what time and stuff like that. I think I should just be able to, you know, go out at any time and just be like, take the bus, walk to the store, and just not have to be like aware. And yeah, I'd also like to change, like, it's like different. Some parts of Oakland are really like spiritful and like lively, and others are kind of like a little bit like down and stuff like that. And I'd like it all to be like more lively and spiritual.
What about you, Kimmy?
I couldn't say it better. Yeah, I want to be able to go anywhere in Oakland. Mm-hmm. I don't want there to be any part that I don't feel comfortable in. I also want Oakland to be affordable. And so the part that I don't like is that there's this tale of two cities. Mm-hmm. There's this one kind of Oakland, and then there's this totally this other kind of Oakland, you know. And I don't quite like that, you know. I don't like that part, that there's these two very different kinds of Oakland, the wealthy Oakland. So like my kids, the kids that they go to school with, they go to school with kids who live in parts of Oakland where they don't know what we know about Oakland.
Yeah.
This part, they don't know nothing about this. They probably haven't even been over here. Wouldn't.
Most of the kids actually don't even, like, live in Oakland. Most of them live in, like, Berkeley, Hercules, Pinole.
Although Alex, she had a lot of friends who actually lived in Oakland, but they didn't live like in East Oakland. They didn't live in West Oakland. They lived like up in the Oakland Hills.
Yeah.
They didn't know any
of this. Few friends that like live in like the East Oakland and like this part of Oakland. Mm-hmm. Like few friends.
Yeah, right.
I would say that a real test of someone that's lived in Oakland is taking the one down international.
Oh, yeah. See, that wasn't in existence when, of course, I was taking the bus as like a young person kind of thing. So, the 1R did not exist. It's the 1R, right?
Yeah, the 1R is the one rapid.
No, that didn't exist. And so my bus was the 43. So that was 40, 41, and 43. And I don't even know if they exist anymore, if those bus lines, I think some version, do they?
The 40 exists.
The 40.
I've seen it.
Okay. Yeah.
It might have a different route.
Probably. Yeah. But I know that there is a bus that goes up Foothill.
Mm-hmm.
But mine would go down Shattuck or Telegraph. It would, and then it would go downtown Oakland to where my building, where my office is now, which is on 11th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. It would turn. And there was a stop right there by my office.
Yeah.
And then it would go down and go under the underpass by Henry J. Kaiser Center. And then down, it hit Foothill. And then it would stay on Foothill the whole time. And then I would take it to High Street, to Fairfax. And so, So I don't know what bus goes that way now, but yeah.
What do you hope for your future moving forward?
Yeah.
My future?
Yeah.
I think I want to be able to, like, be proud to, like, say that, like, I grew up in Oakland and I went to school in Oakland, lived in Oakland, and still, like, made it out, and I'm, like, African-American male, and I'm just want to be proud to say that I'm from Oakland and just be successful.
My future here in Oakland, I want to be able to stay here, you know, and grow old here. I want my kids to be able to live here if they choose to live here. I want it to be safe for their kids. What I would really love is if my kids choose to live here in Oakland, I don't want them to have to go to a private school. Like my mom wanted me and my brother to go to Catholic school because she was very religious and she wanted us to go to religious school. I'm not so much a religious person, but I wanted my kids to go to a safe school and a school where I could count on consistent, high quality education. And unfortunately, when I was having them, you know, elementary schools were still good. I could have found a good elementary school in Oakland. Yeah. Middle school, it was a little catch as catch can, kind of. High school, it was a little rough and tumble, you know. And so even if I wasn't concerned about the safety aspects, I was concerned about them getting there, falling through the cracks. I didn't have time to, like, constantly be at the school all the time. So if I was able to do that, then my kids could have gone to an Oakland public school. When my kids have kids, if they want to live in Oakland, I want them to be able to afford a house in Oakland. I want them to be able to send their kids to a public school and not have to pay if they don't want to. You know, I want them to have those have choices. You know, and so that's what I would want for my future, and really my future is the future for my kids and their families.
And do you see yourself living in Oakland in the next 10 to 20 years?
Me, yeah. Yeah, me. I don't know about him.
What about you, Isaiah?
You know, I'm going to be in college I got like 2 more years here, then off to college for 4 years. I'm going to hopefully come back here and live here. So, yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, right.
So you brought some photos. What is the significance of your photos?
So one of the photos that I brought is a picture of my friend's class. She was a member, her mom was a member of the Panther Party.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she went to Panther school.
Yeah.
And so this is a picture of the students in the Panther School. And that's my friend right there, Sonia. Mm-hmm. And she's also my children's godmother. Mm-hmm. And so she and I met in college. So that's, you know, this really reflects the all of the social justice work that has gone on in Oakland, and it still goes on in Oakland. Mm-hmm. This picture embodies that. That this has always been a city where we're constantly fighting, we're constantly in a struggle. And that's not a bad thing, but we don't just accept and just accept the way things are. We're like, no, we don't like this, we need to change this. No, we don't want it like this, we're going to do something different, you know? And we actually have a reputation like that about, you know, being like that. And I like that, and this picture to me embodies that. We don't, you know, we want to educate our children in a certain way. We're going to start our own school. You know, that kind of thing.
I love that. And I just looking at this photo, it's fantastic to see them all wearing berets.
I know, they all have the little Tams on, doesn't it? I know, this is so cool. I know. Look, Reverend Buford has one on too. Yeah. And so this picture is a picture of Lake Merritt.
Oh, yeah.
And this, for me, embodies the diversity of Oakland. That from this vantage point, you know, I think this is the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And so here you have the east, you have the hills, mm-hmm. you have downtown this way, and West Oakland, you have North Oakland this way. And this is like the center for me. And in any of these four directions, if you go in any of these directions, it's like night and day. It's so different. You know what I mean? If you go to the hills, it's very different from if you go this way and keep going. It's totally different from downtown.
Yes.
Totally different from West Oakland. Totally. And so this embodies for me like the four corners of Oakland, mm-hmm. kind of, that if you go in any direction, it's almost like, oh, it's like, where am I now? Oh, this is a whole different, are we still in Oakland? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, I think Lake Merritt is beautiful. And it's a wonderful place to gather, and it always was. Back in the day, my peers, we used to hang out there on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you know, the police, like, shut it down. The neighbors were like, no, we don't want these people hanging out at the lake and that sort of thing, because it was all young people with a lot of cars and, you know, we're all black. And so, yeah, they weren't so happy about that. But, you know, it's been always a nice hangout spot. And I remember also, too, years and years we had Festival at the Lake. I still have my sweatshirts from Festival at the Lake, and Festival at the Lake was fun. That kind of preceded the Art and Soul Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but they stopped having it because the neighbors didn't quite, they didn't want to have it. So yeah. It's probably better that it's downtown Oakland where there not a lot of people live there. You know, it's a more, you know, business and commercial area. But the lake is beautiful, though. So Festival at the Lake was beautiful, you know what I mean? Because you're right there on the lake, and it's beautiful. So.
And finally, I would like to know, what does Oakland mean to you? I'll let Isaiah answer first.
Yes. Oakland. I think Oakland, to me, means being strong, being tough. Also, being very, like, kind of like community-centered and, like, yeah, like really creative, community-centered, beautiful, and yeah, that's what I think Oakland means to me.
To me, Oakland means struggle. It means creativity. It means all are welcome. It means diversity. Yeah, that's what it means to me.
Thank you so much for coming out today and for participating and really sharing your story. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.